be. Sunday's Best, season number 7. Man, that time has flown by.
Man, yes, it has.
We're excited to have the host of Sunday's Best joining us back inside the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. It's the one and only, your big homie, Kirk Franklin. What's up, man?
Man, I love it. Big homie. That's right. That's right. Give me some love. Big homie. Big homie. That guy like being called something tall. I like that. Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got to lift you higher and higher, bro. Even if we have to put you on our show.
Man, so how y'all been?
Doing good. How about you, man? Season number 7 for you. I know it's a new addition to the show with Yolanda. You got Pastor Donnie back, Kim Burrell, and Kiara. She's been doing an awesome job so far.
She's killing it, ain't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really killing it, man. I'm very proud of Kiki, man. I'm very proud of her.
When you see up-and-coming artists now, you know, how does it make you feel, and what do you think about this season's talent on Sunday's Best?
First of all, I just appreciate everybody supporting for 7 seasons, because anytime you have a show that's been around that long, that's because of the success of the people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not just because of the show. It's because the people watch it, because the network is not going to bring a show back for 7 years if the people ain't loving it.
Yeah.
And so I just want to thank everybody for supporting the show, really, because it's really about y'all. It feels good to know that there's still a generation of people that still want to do this music. Mm-hmm. So many people just want to be real quick, and they may not necessarily want to be connected to the lifestyle and the Christian culture. And it's just good to see people that still, not only do I want to do gospel music, but I want to do it for God. And that's always a good feeling.
Kirk, there's always minimal drama on Sunday Best.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular season,
it started off with a bang.
We started off with a bang with my man. How did you feel about that whole transaction, interaction with Kim and Donnie?
Well, first of all, what the people didn't get to see is that behind the scenes, he had already hit me in the face and punched me. So I was already in the back. I had fallen and I can't get up.
Because you kind of disappeared in the whole scene. We didn't see
You didn't see me because I was in the back. I was, no. You know, one thing about reality TV is sometimes it gets real.
Yeah.
And that episode got real. The people listening don't act like you ain't seen no church fights before.
Right.
We'd have been out there with them deacons.
Oh, yeah.
When them deacons been out there trying to get into it with the musicians, because the musicians ain't got their debt.
Yeah.
We know about that, Doc.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Doc. I was raised Baptist, Doc. I done seen a lot of parking lot fights. I was raised missionary.
Come in, armor down, and we ain't talking about the armor of the Lord.
Doc, I'm talking about, because I was raised missionary Baptist.
Yeah. Me too. I'm glad we've come a long way now.
That is hilarious. But what's so funny is that all 3 of us know what I'm talking about.
Oh, for sure. Because we're all missionary Baptist boys.
Yeah, we missionary Baptist boys. I know exactly what you're talking about. I done seen my daddy, the pastor, and my mama, the first lady, almost have to fight somebody in church.
Doc, I don't know what it is, but us missionary Baptists, Doc, we got to work. Yeah, but you're right. We didn't come a long way, Doc. We don't see the deacons on the parking lot smoking cigarettes.
We were still trying to work out our soul salvation.
We're doing the best we can.
Yeah, we do the best we can. Had a lot of hang-ups.
This is hilarious. This conversation flipped so quick. We could stay on this subject.
We just trying to share with you some of Sunday's Best.
Yeah.
At the Missionary Baptist Church.
Yeah, we saw the real Sunday Best.
That is hilarious. We 3 Missionary Baptist boys. But, man, you know, things get real and the people keep watching, because I think it's going to be a really great season. We've really got a good lineup this Sunday. Pat Tribb is going to be on, and then we're doing duets this Sunday, you know?
So, something fresh.
We've got these duets coming up, and that's going to be really dope.
Yeah. Well, it looks good. It looks good. And the show running smoother than ever.
You're doing a great job,
with it.
Thank you, fam. Thank you so much, man. And it's a team effort.
Now, who's responsible for your wardrobe?
Children's Places.
It seemed like things have come up a little short in the past few years. But
that jacket you had on last Sunday was hot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a hot little jacket right there. Wish I could borrow it, but it won't fit.
No.
Last summer, Baby Gap was the sponsor this year, Children's Place.
Yeah, no.
We're trying to blow up.
Boy, you're out of control. Well, man, Kurt, we appreciate you so much as always, fam. I know you've been doing the House of Blues, Tribb and the Walls Group. And even with the Walls Group, this is just going to be a group that's just going to bless the music industry as a whole.
Man, And listen, I'm so excited about that Walls album. It comes out September 2nd. And Tasha Page Lockhart is on my label.
Yeah.
And her album comes out in 2 weeks. I'm just really excited for both of them. Mm-hmm. And I really pray that people can not only hear my heart in the records, but also hear their heart in their albums. Because we work really, really, really hard over these last 9 months, man. Mm-hmm. It's been a big grind. And so I hope people enjoy the music.
I know they definitely will. Thank you for investing in the future and our young people, man, because it goes a long way.
Thank you, man. Thank y'all so much, man. Thank y'all for having me this morning. And thank you for all the missionary pastors out there. Don't use their first name. They use their first initial.
All right, this Sunday, 8 p.m., Season 7 of Sunday Best continues on BET. And he is the host of Sunday's Best, the one and only Kirk Franklin. We appreciate you, man. Thank you for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Thank y'all, brothers. That was good, man. Talk to y'all later.
All right.